This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The sheriff in California speaking of the death of an officer this week at the hands of an illegal immigrant who shot him during a traffic stop.
This is a young man who immigrated here legally. It was his dream to come to America. It was his dream to be a police officer and that goal. And unfortunately, he sacrificed his life trying to defend and protect his community.
The suspect in that shooting remains at large. President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall, tweeting this morning, quote, "We'll be forced to close the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall." This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
When a bright blue light lit up the skies over New York City last night, well, at first, most folks didn't know what was happening.
Family and friends texted me from everywhere, from Brooklyn, from the Bronx, asking if we were okay.
That woman spoke to Fox's New York City affiliate. A transformer explosion, not an alien invasion, was to blame for the light that did knock out power to LaGuardia Airport for a while, causing a brief shutdown of flights. The number of police officers in America killed in the line of duty is up again this year. A preliminary report from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 144 officers died. That's up from 129 last year. Most of the officers killed this year were either shot or fatally injured in car accidents. The states that saw the most officer deaths were Texas, Florida, and California. In each of those states, 11 officers died. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Boston Marathon bomber is appealing his conviction. Lawyers for Johar Tsarnaev filing an 1,100-page appeal explaining why they believe his conviction should be overturned. Among their claims, that his trial was unfair because it took place in Boston, which was still traumatized by the 2013 attack. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen heading to the U.S.-Mexico border today. She'll be in El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona on Saturday. This after Nielsen said Wednesday that she had directed a series of what she called extraordinary new protective measures for migrant children. A gun rights group is filing a lawsuit to overturn the Trump administration's planned ban on bump stocks. Gun Owners of America and others filing the suit in the Western District of Michigan. Bump stocks can be attached to semi-automatic weapons, causing them to fire very quickly, almost like an automatic firearm. The shooter in Las Vegas that massacred 59 people used bump stocks in that attack. The Trump administration announced the ban on bump stocks on December 18th. And Texas residents are particularly mourning the death of the nation's oldest man. Austin resident Richard Overton passed away last night at the age of 112. He was also the nation's oldest war veteran, having served in the Pacific during World War II. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, hello America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, by the way, it's the season, right? Merry Christmas to you, and we bear gifts, and always good to pass it forward. As you know, we talked with Luke Zamperini, the son of Louis Zamperini, the other day, and he left us some DVDs that we can give out, DVDs of Unbroken, The Path to Redemption. Luke was one of the producers of it, of the movie. Of course, story about his father picked up where the other one finished off, the other one from 2014. Gosh, it's hard to imagine that it was that long ago. Seems like it was just yesterday. That was Angela Jolie's version of, of the Louis Zamperini story. And this picks up from there because a lot of people of faith understood the faith story of Louis Zamperini, and it was important to tell this part of it. And Luke and others got together, and they were able to produce this movie. And it is the inspirational true story that continues Unbroken Path to Redemption. And this DVD is available. All you got to do, by the way, available for free, our gift to you. Just drop me an email. Include your address. Tell me, hey, Martinez, put me in the hoppa. And I'd like a copy of Unbroken, Path to Redemption, and our gift to you. And we'll get it out to you right away. Hopefully you can get it in a stocking stuffer. Enjoy it for your family. It'll be one of those highlights for the Christmas season for you. John Milkovich is with us. He is an attorney, Democratic State Senator in Louisiana, author of the new book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill, what a privilege to be with you today.
Well, the honor is ours, and I appreciate all the hard work here. I got to tell you, it's always suspect to me, John, when one of the first things you hear about anybody, especially in the world of politics, is he's such a great guy. He's an honorable person. And it's like, well, you know, why are you trying to sell me? Who are you trying to convince that is the case? And this seems to be, you know, the warning flags that went up whenever there was any conversation about Robert Mueller. And your book really bears on, bears on his background, and it presents the background so people can read and decide for themselves if Mueller is worthy of all the accolades and credibility that is being thrust on him in light of him being the hammer that the useful idiots would want to take advantage of in beating down one President Donald J. Trump.
Boy, I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly right. What the book says, and it's not so much that John Milkovich says it, Bill, is that the evidence says it, and that is this: there is a Gulf Canyon sized chasm between the presentation of Robert Mueller in the media, much of the mainstream media, and the reality of who he is, his past, his life, what he's done. And he's got a career of cover-ups, of disdain for the truth, of rolling over the innocent, of protecting the guilty, of giving a pass to the basically the system, the establishment, the insiders that try to run everything.
John, what happened? When did he make a wrong turn? Because his background, I mean, he served in the military, former Marine, he was a Marine officer, so he has that of service. But what happened after he got out of the military? Was it just that he decided he wanted to be involved with, higher level, government and, maybe got coerced to the dark side or something? What happened to you?
Hey, I do not know the answer to that question. I think you're asking the question the heart of this issue is, how does a person make a turn like this towards darkness? And my honest answer is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is what we know. And this is not because John Milkovich figured it out. What we say in the book is, and we're very open and given the tribute to all of the writers, researchers, investigators, whistleblowers, federal agents, journalists, cops, veterans and soldiers that uncovered bits and pieces of the Mueller story until we could really put it together and have a full fabric. But the reality is that for over 30 years that we've got documented, he has been very tragically defending evil and trampling on that which is right and good. And I don't know if we'll have a moment or two to do it, but really the story, the narrative goes back and includes the Whitey Bulger story, Pan Am 103, BCCI, Ruby Ridge, 9/11 anthrax, weapons of mass destruction, the surveillance state, and now the war he's bringing on Donald Trump. And what these researchers have uncovered over the last 30 years is that Robert Mueller has been in the middle of cover-up after scandal after episode of corruption.
Well, for somebody who claims to be transparent, not so much. And like you said, there's a lot of research that went into your book. I mean, this isn't an opinion piece. I mean, here are the facts. You can read them and decide for yourself. You start out in chapter one, you headline Tributes, Trajectory, and Treason. Explain to our audience in chapter one what you laid out.
Well, basically, simply what we've mentioned, Bill, and that is that there is the pristine alabaster iconic image of Robert Mueller presented by many in the mainstream media and a lot of the political and financial elite. And then there is his real biography, what he's done with his life, what his actions, his body of work, the magnum opus, so to speak. And the body of work is astonishing for its alignment with, doing the wrong thing. We mentioned, we drill down a little bit on Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger was the Irish mobster in Boston that had a reign of terror for about 19 years that put a lot of people in graves.
Yeah.
And the FBI was protecting Whitey Bulger. That's been clearly documented. There's been prosecution.
Yeah, he's hanging out on the West Coast, Santa Monica. Eventually, he's brought to somewhat justice, but then he gets ultimate justice by the hands of another inmate there in prison, right?
Oh, my goodness. And listen, it's interesting. Whitey Bulger was all of a sudden found right as Robert Mueller was up for another 2 years as head of the FBI, and he gets murdered, some people say, right as he was fixing to talk about things that he knew. What the book notes, what the researchers have documented and verified is that in the middle of Whitey Bulger's 19-year reign of terror in Boston, Robert Mueller was right there in the middle of it.
He was
the assistant U.S. attorney and the U.S. attorney in Boston for a period of over 4 years. What did he do about Whitey Bulger and his FBI protected reign of terror?
That remains the question. John Milkovich is with us. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of...
Here we are putting ourselves in the crosshairs because we want to pursue the truth, because the truth matters. The whole truth and nothing but. Our guest, Robert John Milkovich, writes to Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order. That's his new book. He writes that there is an epic disconnect between Robert Mueller, described by the mass media and officialdom as a model of public propriety, and the Robert Mueller documented by independent researchers, a chronic collaborator with a career characterized by cover-ups, corruption, and unconscionable conduct, an ever-willing instrument of deep state dissimulation. Researcher Kevin Ryan writes, what some people don't know about Mueller is that he has a long history of leading government investigations that were diversions or cover-ups. These include the investigation into the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, the investigation into the terrorist financing Bank of Credit and Commerce International, known as BCCI, and the FBI investigations into the crimes of September 11th, 2001. John Milkovich, boy, what you present here, I mean, you lay it out, as we said in the opening here, whether it's Whitey Bulger, I mentioned Pan Am, Ruby Ridge, anthrax, the weapons of mass destruction, the surveillance state, the war on Donald Trump, and why not? I mean, why not have someone like Robert Mueller when it comes to discrediting a presidential election and the people's president, Donald Trump? Why not have him be the point man on this? I mean, it just kind of just fell into this. I mean, this seems so orchestrated and so perfect that maybe after everything is all said and done, John, the curtain might be fully pulled back on this deep state ruse and just how pernicious it is.
Oh, gosh, beautifully said. I think I'm going to have you go on the circuit for me, Bill, so you can talk about my book. And actually, it's not even my book. It's something that the Lord led me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Started out as an article. I saw that this is an independent, outsider, maverick, cowboy, non-establishment president. I saw that, you know, the obvious, that Mueller was the tip of the spear for the deep state, the establishment, the insiders, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, the people that want to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that different journalists were talking in bits and pieces about, you know, Robert Mueller is involved in this scandal, he's involved in this corruption, he was involved in that episode of wrongdoing, he covered this up. And I thought, you know, someone needs to pull this all together and put it into one article that talks about all his instances of corruption. Well, that article turned into a book.
Mm.
And again, the credit goes to the people that dug this all up. If I can talk about Pan Am 103.
I was just going to go chapter 3, Pan Am 103. Unfold that.
Yeah, listen, the quick of it is 1988, a flight from London to America gets blown up by a bomb that detonates. 270 lives lost almost immediately, and actually in some instances before it, was federal agents and international intelligence. They knew who was behind it. It was a Mijabril, a Palestinian terrorist that got paid by Iran to blow up the flight. Also, he was helped by Mansour Al-Qassar, a Syrian drug dealer that was trafficking heroin from the Mideast into America. And then Al-Qassar helped because he had a network of baggage handlers that he used to transport drugs and heroin from the Mideast to America. He'd get the dope on in suitcases through the paid-off baggage handlers. Mm-hmm. And he gave Jibril the baggage path, the airline route, to get a bomb onside the flight. And then, of course, the CIA. Tragically, some CIA agents have their fingerprints on this. The CIA was protecting the drug ring. So you've got some crooked CIA, you've got the drug lord Al-Qassar, then you've got Jibril, the terrorist bomber. And actually, it has been documented that the CIA knew ahead of time that the flight was going to be blown up and told its people on the ground, well, that's okay, just let it go. Mm-hmm. So there was plenty of irons in this fire. And one of this stunning tragedy is that Charles McKee was on that flight. He was United States Army major and ranking officer with the Defense Intelligence Agency, who was on that flight, who was literally on his way from London to America to blow the whistle on the CIA's involvement in that drug ring that was bringing heroin into America. Well, he gets blown up. The flight gets blown up. The federal agents immediately surround Lockerbie, you know, descend on Lockerbie, Scotland, like, you know, angel or whatever, warriors falling right out of the sky. Mm-hmm. And they find his suitcase. And this is documented in the book. It had all the evidence and, you know, take the suitcase away, destroy its contents, or hide it. The bottom line on this is the people, the federal agents knew who pulled this mass murder off. What does Mueller do? He comes in at the behest of some international political leaders, and he sabotages the investigation. And all of a sudden, the investigation and the evidence, which is leading towards Jabril the terrorist, mm-hmm. Alcazar the drug lord, and some crooked CIA officers, gets turned around, and they scapegoat two Libyan intelligence officers that had nothing to do with the bombing. So that's instructive because, you know, the injustice of all these people being killed and the truth not.
Exactly. Well, there's so much more about it in the book. This is why you have to read the book, get your hands on the book, Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order. Let's talk about Ruby Ridge. What happened there?
Well, and of course, as we know the story, through the our cultural icon, it's part of our known part of American
narrative,
culture. But
right.
Basically, federal agents descend. Randy Weaver gets a federal agent tries to kill him by literally severing his spine with a scoped rifle. Randy Weaver moves at the last instant, gets wounded, not killed. His son gets submachine gunned in the back to death by a federal agent after he's running away from an ambush. What the family said was an ambush by federal agents. Randy Weaver's wife is standing in the doorway of her home, holding her unarmed, holding her 10-month-old baby, and she gets shot in the head. So one of them, Randy Weaver, gets shot in the back unarmed. His wife gets shot in the doorway unarmed. His 14-year-old son gets shot to death running away from an encounter. And the interesting, you know, the Mueller connection, I have no evidence that he directed this assault, but the people that were close to him said that Robert Mueller was furious when the federal agent shot up this family in Ruby Ridge. However, he wasn't furious for the same reasons you or I would have been, that federal agents, that our own government agents had shot up a family. He was furious that anyone would have the audacity and that members of Congress would be so bold to criticize the federal agents. BCCI, you mentioned that. That was the billions of dollars at that bank that was used to, in money laundering, to finance drug operations, crooked intel, terrorist organizations. And George Bush Sr. brings Mueller in to sweep the, you know, the evidence under the rug and basically cover up and give a slap on the wrist to the people that are involved so basically to protect the wrongdoers.
Right.
It's really interesting. You know, you look at Paul Manafort, he's potentially facing life in prison for, you know, wrongdoing and ripping off supposedly the federal government for a few millions. Well, BCCI didn't deal with millions. It dealt with billions.
Billions, exactly.
Of more money.
Right.
Manafort's facing life. BCCI operative, slap on the wrist.
Well, how do we have any confidence whatsoever? We got less than a minute left here, John Milkovich. How do we have any confidence in this Mueller investigation when he has been a useful tool all these years? And I mean, you have historic documentation here. So what kind of confidence can we have on this Russian investigation?
Listen, we can have confidence that he's going to do exactly what he's told to do. He's going to cover up for the deep state. He's going to try to take President Trump out because President Trump is standing for Christianity. President Trump is standing for the unborn. President Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem. President Trump is fighting for a free, independent, and sovereign America.
Amen.
And that the deep state cannot.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officer Singh is the shining example of what immigration in America should be.
The Stanislaus County Sheriff in California speaking of the death of an officer this week at the hands of an illegal immigrant who shot him during a traffic stop.
This is a young man who immigrated here legally. It was his dream to come to America. It was his dream to be a police officer, and he worked hard to achieve that goal. And unfortunately, he sacrificed his life trying to defend and protect his community.
The suspect in that shooting remains at large. President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall, tweeting this morning, quote, "We'll be forced to close the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall." This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To it, it's what it's really all about. It's about liberty. I mean, this is why Jesus came, you know, to set the captives free. And, you know, that is the ultimate. I used to think for a long time that it was fulfillment, because labor studies and everything you would read would tell you that less than 10%, one out of 10 people in the workforce today enjoyed what they called fulfillment, where their giftings and talents were being exercised and being able to be developed and grown, which I thought was pretty exciting. And I used to think that was the highest thing until one time in the middle of doing a presentation as an adjunct professor in Southern California, the Holy Spirit downloaded something rather immediately to me, and the kids understood that I was being stopped in my tracks, and I said, "Hey, look, this is fresh, direct from the throne room of God." And then the ultimate calling is not fulfillment. Our ultimate calling here on earth is freedom. And our next guest, Carter Conlon, senior pastor of Times Square Church in one of my favorite cities in this country, New York City, an interdenominational church with more than 10,000 people in attendance, represents more than 100 different nationalities. And he's with us right now. We're talking about his just released book, It's Time to Pray. Pastor Conlon, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Yeah. Bill, it's great to be with you today. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, that was quite the revelation for me, Pastor. You know, because like I said, for so long I used to do this, you know, this presentation about, you know, what we could expect, you know, in our lives here. And I would talk about certain key components that would lead to fulfillment. And then when God stopped me in my tracks and says, "Oh, no, That's not the ultimate. The ultimate is freedom. It really changed my life and thinking. I think those that I've, you know, have shared that with. And this was all really when it all comes down to, which is consistent with your book and the title of your book, It's Time to Pray. It was birthed out of my conversations with God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had quite an incredible journey in my life. I was a police officer for 12 years. I became a Christian while I was in the police department. No speaking skill, no ability, a lot of stuff in my life that needed to be dealt with. And really, it's just been through a life of prayer that God has led me. He's taken me into his promises and his word, taught me how to pray. And in the book, I talk about the steps from starting out. Some of the things in your life kind of pass away quickly, and others take a little bit longer. And I share the struggles, I share the journey, I share the mistakes, I share everything in it that led to where I am today and what I've seen God do overseas in various countries. My hope is that people reading it would just close it and say every chapter and say, God, if you can do that for him, you can do that for me. If you can take him from where he was and use his life for something good, then you can take my life from where I am and use me. And that's why I wrote it. It's an autobiography. I wrote it honestly, in a sense. I put in not just the enamored parts, but I put in the struggles and failures as well.
Well, and I think that's the encouraging part of your book, is that it is so real and raw that it also puts into perspective that, we're not the only ones going through this process. That, God is faithful, to his promises to us. He says that until it's time. God will continue to pursue us and to fulfill the promises and purposes for our lives. And, and as you say, your book is, it is an encouragement, for all of us that find ourselves at times in that struggle. And when we get through that, as we're going through that struggle, why not go to the one who says he knows the beginning from the end?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping, if people don't know we need to pray by now, we've arrived at election day in this year, and we have a church largely living in willful darkness because, if we don't understand the peril that our nation is in, the peril that our society is in, and the fact that throughout history it's always been a praying people that have seen the hand of God move, living in that kind of a situation again. Now, you're fully aware, of the agenda. The choice is light and darkness now in the nation. And I'm hoping with all my heart, oh, God, have the people, especially your people, Lord, understand the peril of this moment. And at least, if they're not praying yet, at least vote right today. And, choose life over death. Choose freedom over darkness and captivity. God, help us is the cry of my heart. And I have just known and seen in my own life an incredible journey that the Lord's taken me on, realistically, just because I've been a person who's wanted to pray my whole life gone through the gambit of how to and how not to pray, and finally discovered the simplicity of a relationship with God, exercised through prayer, and just all day, every day, his presence in my life. And It has been, Bill, an incredible journey. It's been a miraculous journey. There's nothing. It's nothing less than that. And I believe that it's a journey available to every person. It's not just for the select few. It's for every person in Christ who just starts reading the Word of God, looks at the promises in it, and says, God, I'm asking you for this. I'm asking for the right reason. I'm not just asking so I can be personally blessed. I'm asking for the sake of others, that I might be a catalyst to bring them out of darkness and into light. I do have a story about this. I don't know how much time you have, but
yeah, no, we've got a couple segments here, so we're good. We got a couple minutes to this one. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, when I was a young cop, I walked the beat, and I started praying this prayer. I said, Lord, I'd like to win 100,000 people to you before I die. I was specific in my prayer. I said, not just people who are going to raise their hand somewhere, but people who are actually going to live for you. Now, at this point, I'd never preached the sermon. I had no ability to do these things. Fast forward, Several years ago, I'm in a field in a war zone in Africa. 500,000 people have gathered to hear the gospel. It's a civil strife situation. I write about it in the book. It's a dangerous moment. But fast forward real quick, at the end of the message that first night, if the numbers were right, and it was hard to tell because it was a literal sea of people, 100,000 hands were raised to receive Christ that first day. Now, that's only the first day. I went back to my hotel. I got on my knees beside my bed just to thank the Lord and suddenly realized that he had answered my prayer that I had prayed many, many, many years before. But when I got on my knees to pray, the Lord spoke to my heart, Bill, and he said, Carter, don't limit me. Don't limit what I can do through a surrendered vessel. And that story is in the book.
Wow, that is so powerful. Can you imagine? I mean, it's hard. I've attended and was honored to even serve in a Billy Graham crusade in Southern California in the mid-80s. And, you know, their Angel Stadium, the capacity was at the time about 50,000, you know, but to see a sea of people, as you state, 500,000 people and 100,000 raising their hands to accept Christ, and then for you to have that, you know, the Bible always talks about that Selah moment that we need to meditate on and stop and pause for a moment, and for you as you pause to realize, wow, that God has not only answered the prayer but says, hey, guess what, Carter, there's more to this story, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, amen. And for you as a young beat cop to even have in your spirit to pray that prayer, you know, Lord, let me lead 100,000 people to you to raise their hands, not just, you know, by peer pressure or convenience, but souls that would be life changers, that would be transformational to their communities and to their country. Wow, that is most incredible. Our conversation with Pastor Carter Conlon, senior pastor of Times Square Church in New York City, will continue after the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Stock up and save at Kohl's. It's time to spend your Kohl's cash on after Christmas stock up with up to 70% off clearance. Save 50 to 60% on family outerwear, sweaters, and fleece. Save 60% on winter sleepwear and loungewear. And save 70% on holiday trim and decor. Plus, stock up on denim for the family and save big on bed and bath during our white sale. December 26th through 31st, only at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dan Perkins here for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Songs and Stories is now 4 years old. We have relationships with over 110 organizations helping veterans. We have given away over 16,000 MP3 players helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide prevention. Our website is songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Your tip of the day is to think about others in need in this time of year. Merry Christmas from all of us at Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own pillow manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez.
Let your body work out the automobile. Let your body work out the automobile. Oh, he is like a
way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Pastor Carter Conlon, the senior pastor of Times Square Church in New York City, continues. We're talking about his brand new book, It's Time to Pray. Pastor, your church was started by David Wilkerson of Teen Challenge fame and the infamous book Cross and the Switchblade. As you were saying earlier, you've been on staff as a pastor for 24 years, and you've continued on with this legacy. How did you and David Wilkerson get together?
Well, I was a pastor. I started pastoring in Canada and for a little season, and then I began to travel as a revivalist to various churches, you know, had just kind of lost their reason for being. And Leonard Ravenhill, a man called Leonard Ravenhill in Texas, got a hold of a message I had preached somewhere and ended up calling me and asked me if I would come to Lyndale, Texas, and spend 3 days with him. So I ended up flying to Lyndale, and this is in 1991. And I spent 3 days with Leonard Ravenhill, and from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening, he just poured out of his heart into my life. And then at the end of the 3 days, he spoke some things that he felt the Lord had shown him that God was going to do through my life, some of which have happened and some are yet to happen. And he said he covenanted to pray for me every day for the rest of his life. And so I believe he did, and he wrote letters to me regularly. Then he sent two messages to David Wilkerson and to listen to. Now, David Wilkerson stuck them in the glove compartment of his car, and they were there for 3 years in his car. And then one day he was driving back to New York City, and he was praying. And he was saying these words, "Lord, you got to send me help. The church is growing quickly, and it needs structure, it needs organization. I just need help." And he said, "God, would you send help to me?" And he reached in his glove compartment to clean a couple of things out, and both messages fell on the floor together. He thought to himself, "Well, that's odd." So he picked them up, and he started driving back to New York, and he plugged it in, put it in his player. And before he got to the city, he pulled over on the side of the road and found the number to get a hold of me. And asked if I would come to New York City the following Tuesday to preach for him. And that's almost 25 years ago now. That's in May of, I remember it was his birthday, May 19th, 1994. And I came there and I spoke for him in New York City, and the rest is history. I've been there ever since. So that's how I got connected with David Wilkerson.
Wow, what a ride. And you've been in New York and, of course, have been traveling, continue to travel the world and take this message that God has placed on your heart and a message that is most appropriate, you know, for a time such as this, as we talked earlier. America, you know, at every turning point, it is, you know, whatever decision, whatever turning point it's been people of faith. It has been the church that has come together and prayed for this country from its very beginning on to this very day. I believe it was people of faith in 2016 that came out in large numbers that took God's word seriously from 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. That is a prayer that has been referenced many times over the last decade, specifically that if my people who are called by my name, I mean, it says right there, it is the people of faith, people who have turned to God. And he's saying, once again, you know, you've turned away from me. It's time to turn back to me. Are you in enough pain? Have you gone through enough anguish that you're ready to confess, to reconcile your actions, to reconcile your families, your marriages, your be-all and end-all to God's plans and purposes? And if you are, let's talk and watch me do what I do in only the way that God can do, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a prayer meeting now at Times Square Church on Tuesday. I started getting together several years ago with about 100 pastors from the inner city, and we started to pray together and feed the poor in their communities. And out of that prayer meeting has come a worldwide prayer meeting now on Tuesday nights. I mean, we're online live in 200 countries.
Wow.
People accessing that prayer meeting. We're getting requests from Muslims who are in online and not quite sure what we believe and asking us if we could explain it. People in solitary confinement in prison. I mean, there's no end. The numbers, I'm really stirred, too, by the numbers of religious people. Deacons, elders, pastors who are just tired of the lifelessness in their own hearts and just reaching out and crying out for freedom. Some are alcoholics. Some are just they need God. Mm-hmm. And they're not ashamed anymore just to reach out. And they're texting in, they're emailing in, saying, please pray for me. One pastor texted in a couple of weeks ago and said, I hate people. And I'm pastoring the church. He said, I've just been so wounded, I'm starting to hate people. Please help me. Pray for me.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's, in my understanding, that's the beginning of a spiritual awakening, when people are starting, or at least willing to deal in reality and not play this religious game any longer. But, God, I need to approach you in truth. And you've
exactly.
got to come and be my healer before any healing can flow through my life to other people. And if ever there was a time to pray, Bill, it's now. I mean, the church has got to rise up out of the ashes one more time and rediscover our identity and our mm-hmm. purpose. Why were we left here? Not to live for ourselves, not to be self-focused, but for the sake of others who have yet to know who Christ is, and there really is a hell, and they're heading there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to begin to pray again. It's not just
Amen.
About our comfort. It's about the eternity of other people.
Well, the thing that keeps coming at me very loud and clear, since we've been doing this show, it's been a little over 10 years that we've been doing this show, and we started out with, you know, with a commitment that we would pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, you know, I was reminded again in a recent study that God established the church to be the bastion of truth. And, you know, and this is what we've lost in our culture today. You know, people want to talk about truth being relative. And, we can't even talk about God's truth because that really stops the argument. And people want to fuss and fight about it. But, you know, it's almost like that drowning person. Sometimes you have to let that person, you know, get all the fight out of them before you go in and say, them. You know, that's what they teach you when you're a lifeguard, you know. So, but, you know, people have been struggling because at the expense of all this have been families, have been children. It's been very heavy on my heart here recently. Had a dear friend that, boy, I'll tell you, we led a 24-hour prayer watch in our local church in Southern California, and he and his wife were murdered by their son. And the son, you know, even put the house on fire, I guess, to hide the evidence and that. And it's just heartbreaking, Carter, to think about what they went through. I mean, here's their son who struggled in life. And I know that they did everything they could possibly think of doing. And the end of it is that the son who they loved and gave so much to murders them. And it's a heartbreak for me and others.
I mean, you know, I don't know how many people are aware of it, but not only in America are children being murdered in the womb, they're now being deliberately gender confused in grade school, being told there is no God in high school and forbidden to pray if they do believe there's God, and radicalized against God and country in college. I was speaking recently in a fairly large pastors' conference, and I shared with the pastors, I said, if you're okay with this, then just stay in your seat. If you're okay with this, then carry on with the status quo. If you're okay with a whole generation being taken captive by an agenda of darkness, then by all means, just keep doing what you're doing. I said, but if you're not okay with it, would you join me as we begin to cry out for this generation? Bill, you had to be there to see what happened. I don't know if there's anybody left in their seat. I saw pastors with gray hair and their wives just sobbing before God. A couple of men told me that they were that night called out of retirement and back to be said. One man said, I don't have the strength of my youth, but I know how to pray. And they caught the vision that we can turn the tide of this evil by prayer, by turning back to God again, by calling out to him, and by rediscovering, may I say, our purpose and our power. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, bringing down imagination, and bringing thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. We need to rediscover the power of prayer again.
Amen. And, you know, the thing is, people need to understand that the answer to all this confusion and all the, health care, dealing with, you know, poverty, the immigration issue, people coming to our border, on and on, all these troubles that we're dealing with, these can't be solved by mere men. I mean, they have been so confused and so complexed. Carter, I got to tell you that if we do not turn to God and look for the, I mean, this is what our founding fathers did. This is why they gave us this brilliant document called the U.S. Constitution. It is absolutely brilliant when you read it and you consider all its implication. I mean, even our founding fathers said, but for divine providence and the hand of God, this great American experiment would not even have been able to take off at all.
Very, very true. And we're fighting hell now to preserve it. And literally, Amen. That's what we're fighting. This is demonic. This is dark. There's an orchestrated attack, I believe, by powers of darkness against the testimony of this nation and the only hope for our future. I honestly fear, Bill, if we don't pray now, 10 years from now, we're going to wish we had prayed. If we don't start getting back to the prayer meeting in our homes and in the house of God, if we don't get away from this self-focus and start realizing that the cross is not about being focused on self,
exactly.
It's about God.
You got to leave it right there.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too.